in the limelight.
The recent bombing of oil installations in Yanbu on the Red Sea, some 800 kilometers north of the border of Yemen, by the Ansarullah defenders, shows their influence among various groups deep inside the Arabian Peninsula that are fed up with the tyranny of British-created and American-supported Wahhabi regime in Riyadh. Stay with us for a report in this regard by correspondent Ahmad Abdul Karim titled Intelligence, Local Cooperation Guide, Precise Drone Attack and Saudi Pipeline. Some 300 vital military and industrial strategic targets in Arabia and UAE are all within the range of fire, and sources in war-stricken Yemen have warned that they should expect more attacks on their oil infrastructure should the Saudi-led coalition continue its aggression and siege on the Yemeni people. A high-ranking Ansarullah defense official speaking on condition of anonymity has confirmed to Mint Press that his forces successfully launched a major operation against a strategic economic target in Arabia. The operation, which saw 7 unmanned drones carry out an attack on 2 oil pumping stations, came in retaliation for Saudi attacks on civilians as well as renewed Saudi-led criminal coalition attacks on Hodeidah following a recent withdrawal as per the UN-mediated Stockholm Accord. Recently, at least 13 civilians, including women and children, were killed and more than 10 others sustained injuries after Saudi-led warplanes carried out airstrikes on a truck loaded with fruit in Sa'da, and a separate spate of airstrikes hit heavily populated areas in Dale. The source said that Yemen's Air Force carried out the operation on vital Saudi oil installations in the provinces of Dawadmi and Afif near the Saudi capital Riyadh. The operation targeted the 2 pumping stations on Arabia's main east-west pipeline that connects the Red Sea port city of Yanbu to the eastern oil fields. The 750-mile-long pipeline reportedly has a capacity of at least 5 million barrels per day. The attack came after intelligence-gathering operations and with cooperation from allied locals, according to the source, who said Ansarullah forces will be able to carry out larger operations in the heart of Saudi-led criminal coalition countries if escalating Saudi attacks on Yemen continue and the Saudi-UAE aggressors and criminals refuse to implement the UN-brokered Stockholm Agreement in Hodeidah. The Saudi regime has confirmed the attacks, saying Riyadh has stopped pumping crude oil on a major pipeline across the country after retaliatory drone strikes carried out by Yemeni forces. Ansarullah's spokesman, Muhammad Abdul Salam, said that the attacks were a response to the aggressors continuing to commit genocide against the Yemeni people. The Saudi energy minister, Khalid Al-Falah, said the Saudi state-owned petroleum and natural gas company Aramco halted oil pumping on the pipeline from the oil-rich eastern province to the Red Sea while the damage was being evaluated and its 2 targeted pumping stations were being repaired. Al-Falah said in a statement published by state news agency SPA, Aramco took precautionary measures and temporarily stopped operation of the pipeline as it is evaluating the situation and working on restoring the operations of the affected pump station and the pipeline. Brigadier General Yahya Sarir, the spokesman for the Ansarullah allied Yemeni army, said that the operation was in response to the continued aggression and blockade of our people and we are prepared to carry out more unique and harsh strikes. It's worth noting that the defenders of Yemen, led by the popular Ansarullah movement, maintain deep strike drone capacity. In early January, the Saudi-led criminal aggressors announced that they had effectively destroyed a major communications and control center used by Yemeni forces to direct drones attacks. But the latest attack on Saudi pipelines shows that the Saudi strikes did not undermine the Ansarullah movement's ability to strike deep inside of Saudi territory, a fact confirmed by a number of Yemeni officials to Mint Press News. Ansarullah forces have upgraded the precision of their armed drones considerably, allowing them to travel more than 900 miles at a speed of 150 miles per hour, covering much of the Persian Gulf, including the Saudi and Emirati capitals. High-ranking sources in Yemen's Ansarullah Allied Navy and Yemen's Air Force, speaking on condition of anonymity, said that Arabia and the UAE's vital strategic targets are all within the range of fire and that they should expect more attacks on their oil infrastructure should the Saudi-led criminal coalition continue its aggression and siege on the Yemeni people.